For this Big Chill edition, we'll go back 88 years to December 1922, when supporters of hockey at Michigan were about to receive some exciting news from the athletic department. While this announcement would change the face of Wolverine hockey forever, the seeds of the sport were sown a couple decades earlier. Michigan hockey, or at least something like it, started after the turn of the century as students formed the Huron Hockey Club, a proper name for the group that played their games on the Huron River. According to John U. Bacon's book, Blue Ice, for years the club unsuccessfully lobbied State Street for funding and, most importantly, varsity status at Michigan. Eventually, the athletic department provided help, but this was prompted, in part, by tragedy. In 1916, a student fell through the ice of the Huron and died. The school reacted to the outcry on campus by working to find safer conditions for the club. They first attempted to form a rink on the Ferry Field tennis courts, but this did not fly. Eventually, the school rented time at the Weinberg Coliseum, Ann Arbor's lone ice rink. You may have heard Coach Berenson inform Sam that the Big Chill will be played on outdoor-indoor ice.
Do you know what that means, Sam? Outdoor-indoor ice?
Well, the Coliseum was essentially indoor-outdoor ice. That is, an indoor facility flooded and frozen by Mother Nature with an assist from the Coliseum's open windows. As the athletic department watched the popularity of the club grow, it finally announced that big news 88 years ago this month. The hockey program would be given varsity status at Michigan. The new M-Men wasted no time playing their first official match as the Wisconsin Badgers visited the Coliseum on January 23, 1923. 800 fans watched Eddie Kahn net the first varsity goal, and Michigan prevailed 2-1 in overtime. While many know the hockey squad has played in the arena bearing his name since 1973, few understand the impact that fielding Yost actually had on the hockey program. In 1925, Yost purchased the Coliseum to give the team an official home, and in 1928, he added artificial ice, giving the arena indoor-indoor ice. Yost's support put the program in strong position to survive the Great Depression, a period which many other programs, like Michigan State, folded. In 1948, when college hockey held its first tournament, Michigan defeated Dartmouth 8-4 to become the inaugural national champion. The Wolverines have since added 8 more titles for the program, all started by club players on the Huron River who earned varsity status 88 years ago this month. For more, check out John U. Bacon's outstanding book, Blue Ice, The Definitive History of Michigan Hockey. For the KeyBank Countdown to Face Off, this is Greg Dooley.